Hey Morris, how are you doing?
Yeah, very, very good. And good morning, everyone.
So today we're chatting about travel because if you can believe, we're only about 3 months away from Christmas at this point. So I know that it's changing quite rapidly. Can you share a couple of like key points for 2025?
Sure. So you're absolutely right. This year's just flown and many of us have already thought about holidays and the rest of us are just starting to over Christmas. But one of the things that I stop and do every year, is to look at the trends ahead. And the hospitality trends, hospitality and travel trends are really fascinating because not so long ago, literally only a year or two ago, many people thought we would never get on a plane or never get on a bus or a train or go anywhere except for where we live immediately. But now the industry has come back full tilt. It's robust and it's doing really, really well. And next year's trends are fascinating too, because they kind of pick up on that legacy. It seems to be that a great number of people that are traveling and asking for advice and doing searches and beginning to think about where they might go are really focused on well-being and relaxation. They want to have a really great experience. But things like sleep retreats, which are relatively new as a marketing activity, which is a hotel that specializes in helping people to get a really good night's sleep, really comfortable beds, blackout curtains, lots of tea in the room that might help, things that will generally help people to relax and have a better time, wellness treatments, spas, they're one of the big trends moving forward into next year and beyond.
And speaking of kind of work and leisure, can you explain, and I'm going to try and pronounce this, is it frolics?
It is. That's exactly what it is. It's a strange old word. It's of course, a made-up word. It's frolics, frolics. One of the things also that's happening, again, against what people thought would happen in just the immediate past, is that lots of people are beginning to travel again for work. Corporate travel is back in a big, big way. But what's happening now is that a growing number of people saying, look, I'm happy to travel for work, but I want to tack on a day either side, or I want to go do some personal stuff, take some days off, or do something. So that's where this blend of work and leisure, which was starting to grow before COVID, but now has really taken off in a big way. And around that similar thought is the word frolics, which is a combination of work and friendship, of travelling with our colleagues, but not just going for work, as I said, going for holidays as well, taking other people with you that may not just be your immediate family.
And I know that we, of course, talk about a lot of like tech innovations here. What about applying that to travel and hotels?
This is a dichotomy, because what's happening is that many, many of us are travelling for health and for wellness, as we said. We kind of like our tech, but we don't really want that all around us because we're trying to get away from the mobile, we're trying to get away from the internet and our emails. Hotels are playing into this very well. What they're doing is saying, look, we'll give you a lot of tech behind the scenes. We'll give you a key on your mobile phone, will let the room know who you are, turn on and off lights. It'll be a really easy, comfortable room for you to get into using technology. But once you're there, strange as it sounds, you can switch off. So you can, if you want, literally switch off the Wi-Fi, or we can make the room more pleasant for you. We can even do detox, which some of the resorts are now doing, where they're not doing anything I've just said, but literally cutting off the Wi-Fi so you can't use it at all. They're doing wellness spas. They're doing all kinds of things, which acknowledges that at certain periods of that holiday, maybe for all of it, people just don't want technology.
And what about soft travel? This is not one I've heard of before.
I love this term. It's a relatively new one. What soft travel means is the notion that people are now prioritising simplicity and spontaneity over the rigid itineraries. So the itineraries used to be packed. If you went on a 30-day tour, a 10-day tour, a 12-day tour, whatever it was kind of non-stop, literally get up in the morning, you knew what you were going to do all day, and you knew what time you were going to go to bed. What we're seeing is a lot of travellers who are saying, look, I don't want any of that. I just really want somewhere to sleep. I want a really basic itinerary, and I want to walk out the front door and discover the world around me, and I want to do it at my pace. There's a lot of travel going on around that. There's also some really interesting local guide experiences that are growing as an industry, where people in Albany, for instance, can use their experience, can use their ability to be able to take people to the beach, can use people, you know, where to eat, where to shop, do all those kinds of things, and they can take them around Albany and just show them a really good time. And they can find those people on apps, and those people will find them as well.
Well, Maurice, thank you so much for talking to us about travel today.
It's been a pleasure. Have a great week, everyone.
Maurice Mizzle, you can find him at www.mauricefuturist.com on Albany 783 MMM.